Day 338, or December the 4th. Almost too good to be true. Our thoughts today are from Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Having declared who Jesus is, Paul then goes on to tell all believers that we must put off the old man and put on the new. He tells the Colossians that they have to instigate this themselves as part of growing up in Christ. He goes on to say we must lead holy lives within our family, in our workplace, and in society in general. He has lots of comments about otherwise unknown Christians, such as Tychicus, Aristarchus, Epaphras, and many more. Without their brief mention in the Bible, these ordinary people, like you and me, would slip into history unknown to us, but known personally to Jesus. And now today's action step. When you read today's verse, try reading it in reverse order. Then we read that God forgave us, you and me. A more undeserving case I cannot imagine than the grey-haired man who greets me daily as I look in the mirror to have a shave every morning. I have to say that I wouldn't forgive me because I know me. Most of us would say that too if we are totally honest. In fact, I think all of us would. In spite of letting him down and breaking our word over and over again, 1 John 1 verse 9 reminds us that if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Notice what it says, not just forgiveness, but cleansing. What a saviour. Now carry on reading in reverse order. We are to forgive like this. Only God can help us do this, and I, for one, am constantly dependent on God for this ability, aren't you? Don't sit there struggling over how to forgive others. Stop and thank God for forgiving you. Bask in that pardon, and when it finally really sinks in, you will find forgiving others a lot easier than before. If it's still hard, you need to bask some more.